Jay Busey, you're listening to Perspective, Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Well, hey, I'm glad to have you back. Anybody that was in Dallas about a week and a half ago knows about the high-speed chase that went through all of Dallas. Pretty crazy. Everybody, you know, I live downtown, so everybody was talking about it. You know, they all had their kind of own ideas about what was going on. You had the exclusive interview with the woman that was riding with him, right?
Right.
Okay, so how do you get these people to open up, quite honestly, because they wouldn't open up for anybody else?
We went to her mother's house. This was right after the chase ended, so I didn't talk to her that day. In fact, I think it was 2 days before I actually talked to her. When I roll up on a scene like that, I try to relate to people. I mean, you just don't run up and put a mic in their face.
No.
So you have to build a rapport. Hey, I'm with Fox 4. I'm here because, you know, I want to tell your story. I'd like to know. But first thing I tell them is, hey, as far as I know, everyone's okay. So if you're worried, I may know something you don't know.
And, that's good.
And that's what I would want to know.
Well, yeah,
so
it's
I'm in a position to help people, and I try to help them as best I can, and in return, they feel like they would like to talk to me.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so.
I think a lot of times, too, we all see, even in the news and with any kind of heavy story, or even in the paparazzi, you see people putting microphones and cameras in people's faces and kind of badgering them, to be quite honest with you.
It's kind of rude.
Yeah.
You know, it's always nice to introduce yourself before you pop a mic in somebody's face, you know?
I know, who are you? You know, and I think that's interesting, because you always seem to get a lot of the exclusive interviews with people that, quite honestly, are probably kind of scared to even talk and maybe just a little discombobulated on the whole situation. Because I know if I was sitting in the passenger seat during a high-speed chase, I'd be a little scary.
Yeah, and boy, what a story she told. Let's talk about
a little bit of that.
Well, you know, she was basically saying she was trying to get the guy to stop the whole time. She was saying, you know, just stop. He was afraid he was going to get shot if he stopped. And she wanted to jump out, but she didn't want to get run over by a police car. And so it was pretty amazing. And, you know, it went on and on and on. And then they went across the new bridge. And she said, oh, I got to see the new bridge. She was quite a character talking to her. But
that's awesome. Oh, yeah, the new bridge is built. That's great.
Yeah, and we had the helicopter shot of them as they crossed the bridge. And, you know.
It's like Thelma and Louise.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's awesome. That's interesting. Yeah, is there anything else, though, that we might not have seen or anything that might be kind of interesting about the story?
I don't remember a lot about that particular story. It was about a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the one thing about news. Your short-term memories fry just because of the stress of deadlines and things. And it's pretty normal, so I've heard, that that happens. So
you're good. It happens.
I don't think I need a therapist
to
over this, do I, Ashley? I mean, you'd be in a position to tell me, I guess.
Well, you know, a life coach doesn't hurt anybody, you know, but, you know, a therapist, I think you're okay. Last night, kind of changed gears a little bit. Last night, you had a great story on World War II veterans.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm blessed to be able to do stories like that. It was gut-wrenching. We're talking about 41 North Texas World War II veterans flew to see for the first time the Washington Memorial that was built in their honor.
Now, when was the memorial finished?
I think it was about 10 years ago.
Okay.
So we're talking a half a century later.
Right.
We're remembering and honoring the people that saved the free world.
What's the average age of a vet from World War II right now that's still living? What's the average age, like 90?
Well, let me just tell you what I know from this story. DFW Honor Flight, what they do is they provide these flights for these veterans. And it's all expenses paid, and it's completely through donations. So if you'd like to make a donation, it costs about $1,000 to get one of these guys to go round trip. And what's another beautiful aspect of the story is volunteers pay their own way to go and help these. I don't know the average age of these guys. Yesterday I met a couple that were 85, 88, 94, I think was the oldest. There were 41 of them, and they were all in their 80s or 90s.
Right.
And what's amazing, Ashley, is there are 400 of them that are on the North Texas list that they want to go again in October. But they're trying to raise as much money as they can because the clock's ticking. I mean, we're losing 1,000 World War II veterans a day. I mean, there's only about 2,080,000 left in the country. And the stories, I mean, will break your heart. Until now, he never told his own wife that he was a prisoner of war. I mean, these guys came back after World War II, and man, they just rolled up their sleeves and went to work and raised a family and bought a house, and they never talked about it. They never looked back. And to know the service and sacrifice on that level is just amazing. And many of them told me that to see the memorial with their brethren was, I got goosebumps just talking about it.
That's amazing.
It's just a terribly moving story.
It was a huge war, and a lot of us weren't around in that time. And it's hard to, you know, read the history books and to say, okay, wow, you know, this was really deep. Unless you go to Normandy itself and you see all the headstones and all the, you know,
yeah.
And it's just rolling hills and acres of land. And there's just so many people that passed trying to, you know, help our country.
You know what absolutely floored these veterans was on the return flight home last night. They got packets, and in the military we call it mail call.
Okay.
And so they call your name out, and they give you a package of envelopes that's from your loved ones, your friends, your family that have written you letters.
Wow.
In this case, it was young students, 15 and 16-year-olds, 17-year-olds, writing them and saying, hey, I'm so-and-so. I go to this school. I love history, and thank you for your service. These guys, 80, 90 years old, I mean, not a dry eye in the room.
Wow.
It was just powerful. And you know what they said? I didn't know they cared.
That's
you
true.
Know? Oh, it's just, it's an amazing story.
Well, it's a total perspective. So they don't know if they're even connected.
How does a 16-year-old know about it? But that's the beauty of this honor flight, DFW, is you can actually go and be a guardian for one of these folks. And you get to hear their stories. You get to, you're more than hear, you feel.
That's
history. They're living history, and it's amazing.
Those are the kind of stories that would really just touch my heart as a reporter, and those are the things you kind of live for,
mm-hmm.
and that's really neat, and it was really neat to watch, and I'm sure most of y'all caught that last night on Fox 4, and you can catch it on the web as well.
MyFoxDFW.com.
Awesome. Stay tuned. We also have another guest that's coming in to talk about some more interesting stuff. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after these messages. Thank you.